you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
I'm Joe Galuski. Thanks for listening. Dr. Mike Royston's here too. Udocs at gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com, 877-711-5211 on the telephone. Matt Brubeck is probably one of the few pitchers in baseball, professional baseball, who feels grateful about taking a line drive off the knee, if you can imagine the pain with that. But the injury inspired him to put together a weighted belt that was first designed to help baseball players with balance and body awareness, but the Miracle Belt has come into a product enhancement that benefits kids with autism and ADHD, improving concentration, focus, and sensory deficits. Matt Brubeck joins us today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hey, thanks for coming on. A line drive to the knee, how bad did that sucker hurt, and what did it do to you after it hit you in the knee, Matt?
Oh, I appreciate you guys having me on the show. Yeah, it was threw a 91 mile an hour fastball, came back at 103, so I can't say I was expecting that. But it really has changed my life, and it's changing the lives of children with sensory deficits.
Now, Matt, did they actually time the hit back at you?
What happened was, when you're playing baseball, they have scouts and they have people from the team that are in the stands with radar guns. So after I was hit on the knee, one of the guys came over and said, "Hey, that was 103 back at you." So it really took me by surprise, but like I said, it's amazing how it's having a dramatic impact and helping children, with these sensory needs.
Joe,
I was going to say, I mean, what did it do to you? How did it affect your body? I know what it does, and I can briefly explain what the belt does, but what kind of problems did you have after you took that shot to your leg?
Yeah, the first thing that happened was it affected my balance. It was my back leg. It was my power leg, the load leg. And so, the body's a pretty miraculous thing. It was trying to protect itself, so it wouldn't allow me to put my weight on my knee, and so it directly affected my balance, and then my pitching mechanics, and then consistency. And as a pitcher, if you don't have consistency, you're not going to stay around very long.
Yeah, here's Dr. Mike.
So let me go and tell you, my wife is a pediatrician who takes care of kids with autism and ADHD and many of the problems that you wrote in the belt. And my initial response was, this is crazy. How does this work? And so I then went and asked the expert, and I said, does this have any validity to her? And she said, oh, yeah, there are weight vests and weight belts, and the Miracle Belt is one of them, that appears to, by getting kids, whether solidly grounded or feel more weight, seem to be able to focus better. She said, ask him what the difference is between a weight vest and a weight belt and the Miracle Belt, and it's at miraclebelt.com. She as well as I have seen your videos. There are videos that describe this and the whole process at miraclebelt.com.
Yes, and as your wife asked the question, the weighted vest is the old mentality, which was really created in the 80s to provide some body awareness for these children. But as we have found, the weighted vest, a lot of these children who have sensory needs are low tone, and they have body awareness issues and sensory issues. So the belt came around. When I got hurt, I created the belt to help athletes with balance. 2 years later, that application was found to help children.
We shouldn't gloss over that. So it was an accidental. You really created it for pro athletes, and it was being used by golfers. And then someone out in San Diego who was a physical therapist or occupational therapist and took care of these kids tried it on those and reported to you that it worked, and so you redesigned the belt. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. A nice lady by the name of Catherine Behan. I was actually going to go back and play professional baseball. It would have been my 10th year. Catherine called out of the blue and said, hey, by the way, I took the belt to the Sierra Academy, which is a school in San Diego, and it's helping calm these children down that have different self-stemming tendencies, and she said, you really should be helping kids. So I put my career on hold, and we've helped over 10,000 children so far.
Now, tell us how the theory behind the belt is more than it just weighs them down. Tell us what it does.
Yeah, sure. The belt, what therapists will say is it works through proprioception, stimulating the nerves, tendons, and muscle fibers to help strengthen the neurological connection to the brain. Being someone who doesn't have a background in occupational and physical therapy, the way that I look at it is all the nerves are bundled at the base of the spine, and they shoot down the leg and ground themselves in the feet. So by applying the weight of the belt, pressure of the belt, it helps to strengthen the connection between the feet and the organs, including the brain, which improves body awareness. And by being more aware, you can be more in the moment, so you can focus on one thing at a time, which is really important for learning. Because if you're focused on a bunch of different things, you're not going to retain anything. It's really difficult. You have to be in the moment. So the belt brings people more into their body. You'll hear a lot of therapists say it's very grounding. So to answer your question, you say proprioception, improving body awareness, grounding, it's all pretty much the same thing. It's just a matter of bringing people more into their body so that they're more sensory aware.
Right. I think the theory or the theoretic basis is that, and we don't know for sure, obviously, is that in, for example, adult ADHD and childhood ADHD, there is not appropriate pruning of connections. So we have a lot more connections when we're born and in the first 3 years of life than we use in later life from our brain. Those connections, meaning if there are too many connections, you go in many directions at once, your brain connects to all kinds of other parts of the brain at once. So this, by having a weight here, focuses your attention and focuses your proprioception. And by the way, one of the most interesting things, and we've never known why this is that games that make you switch direction quickly, such as ping pong or racquetball or squash or even handball, where you switch directions quickly, but ping pong is the one that most older are very good at increasing memory. And it is something about proprioception connects with memory. Proprioception is knowing where your body is, which you have to do quickly in a ping pong game, and you do automatically in that game, apparently does exactly this type of thing. That is, it teaches your body how to do that and is increasing memory. So my guess is the miracle belt will have a role in improving memory in older people as well. Now, you use this in adults as well as children, is that right?
Yes, it does help adults as well, but my focus is the children because it's time-sensitive and developmental. I mean, we help children that are infants from 15 pounds all the way, to adults. But, I'm a firm believer, speaking with all the occupational and physical therapists, that if we can reach these children between, infant and 3 and 4, that they're so much more developed if we can provide them with body awareness. We've had children walk for the first time. A little boy by the name of Keegan, who's 10 years old, was crawling around his mom's house. And she actually was on an Easter Sunday. We had an article come out. She was the first lady who decided, hey, I want to try the belt and help my child. And she put the belt on her son after getting it, and he came walking into the kitchen for the first time.
Well, we've got to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to talk more about it. I, in fact, am going to an autism benefit as soon as this show is over, and we'll talk to a lot of the therapists there and the physicians there, as well as parents there, about this. Joe?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Mike. More with Matt Brubeck. He's the creator of the Miracle Belt for children with sensory issues. If you want to check it out, check out the website, miraclebelt.com, miraclebelt.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging.
I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.